This is Packs What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Welcome back to another episode of the Packs What She Said podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Maggie Loney, joined as always by Perry Goldstein. And a little bit of news has kind of broken into the Twitter sphere this past week, the Packers sphere. We've been waiting like Groundhog Day to figure out when Aaron Rodgers emerges from his darkness retreat, if he will see his shadow, or if he will... That was a terrible metaphor. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking...
No, I thought that was a great metaphor. He will see the light. Will we have six more weeks of winter, or are we moving on to the next season?
To a new team and a new quarterback in Green Bay. But we not talking about Aaron Rodgers, surprisingly, we did get some news about the other Aaron on the football team. Aaron Jones restructured his contract and freed up almost $12 million for the 2023 salary cap for the Packers. So, very happy. You talked about this on Pack a Day. We talked about it a little bit on Twitter. But Aaron Jones being a Green Bay Packer is 1,000% better than Aaron Jones not being a Green Bay Packer. So this is a great move for the first move of the offseason for Green Bay.
Yeah, no, I have zero negative things to say about this. Obviously, it's a nice chunk of money that he's getting, and there's tons of people out there who will make the argument, don't pay a running back his age, et cetera, et cetera. I don't care. I just like simply don't agree and don't care. I think Aaron Jones is, I mean, if you listen to this show, you know how much Maggie and I appreciate Aaron Jones, not just for the kind of player that he is for this team on the field, because he was easily the most dynamic weapon that the Packers had on offense this season, like bar none on a consistent basis, but just an incredible man, locker room presence, leader, all of the above. And so to answer, I think one of the pervasive questions that's being asked at the moment is, does this impact who comes back under center? I think you and I both agree the answer is no. I think this is just a good move for the team, regardless of who's playing quarterback. And you can make the argument on either side, but just happy for Aaron Jones, happy he's back. I would be the happiest person if he was a Packer for life.
Yeah, agreed. And I know a lot of people were sticklers about the verbiage of being back because he technically never left, but he was like arguably one of the biggest candidates for a player that would unfortunately have to be released given the Packers salary caps situation that they're in being right. So high over the cap. So him being back was never fully guaranteed.
Yeah. Or right. If you're looking at like, what if the Packers do full blow it up rebuild? This is probably your one player on offense besides the quarterback who would garner like a decent trade package. So the Packers just said no to the two scenarios Maggie and I just posed and said, no, he's actually worth more to us on our football team, which I agree with.
I agree 100%. I mean, if you look at his numbers, the last five seasons, he's had over 1,000 yards from scrimmage, had over 1,500 yards from scrimmage this season, even with us clamoring for the first like 8 weeks to give him more touches and give him the ball more. You know, I think he could have eclipsed 2,000 yards from scrimmage if he had those touches, but just a dynamic player. He's averaging 5.1 yards per carry for his entire career. Like, that is some elite company, and he's slowly rising in the Packers' history books as well, which is kind of crazy to think about when the Packers have such a historic, long, over centuries year history. So
both he fits right in there. Yeah. I think the other fact that I loved is that this was his best season, one of his best seasons as a starter, like, period. So you make the argument about aging running backs, blah, blah, blah. Well, he's actually only getting better as he plays, which is not something that tends to happen. So I think he's just a unique player, a specimen all unto his own. And I think he deserved the restructure. He also, you know, pulled a really team friendly move and gave the Packers over almost $12 million more dollars in cap space, which they very much need. So it's very much need. So it's just like a win-win-win all around.
It's really interesting to me that when you look at his numbers as far as like his career trajectory, he obviously had the just insane 2019 where he had 16 touchdowns and, you know, or 19 total touchdowns, 16 rushing touchdowns. His yards from scrimmage was second this season to that season. And he had the second most touches this season to that you know, explosive season. And I think we talk about him being good, and it almost felt like a down year for him, as weird as that is to say. Like, when you look at his stats, it felt like he didn't touch the ball enough.
Because he didn't see the end zone as much, but that was just the Packers being, like, not great in the red zone, I think. And also forgetting to use him down there. You made such a good point earlier, which is, like, he had one of his best seasons, and yet we didn't even think that he played enough or, yeah, like, got enough touches out of it. So, like, what could he do if we really, you know, get him the ball as much as I think everyone can see he deserves? Because the stats are pretty clear. When he gets, I think it's what, 15 plus, 20 plus carries a game, somewhere in that range, the Packers are like almost undefeated. It's like a very clear correlation. And that could just be them being balanced in terms of like run pass. I don't know if that, you know, is different when AJ Dillon gets the ball as well, but regardless, he's so super important to this offense. He only makes this team better. The more he gets the ball, the better. And I think the duo with him and AJ Dillon is really important because it's also kept his legs fresh. It's kept AJ Dillon's legs fresh, and it's allowed Aaron Jones to be able to be as successful and productive as he's been, because he hasn't like been a workhorse like a Zeke or another running back his age.
Okay, I know this wasn't the direction that we were going to take the show, but I do want to pose this question to you. So AJ Dillon was 24 yards shy of 1,000 yards from scrimmage season. He had his most touchdowns. He had 9 or 7 total touchdowns, tied with Aaron Jones, both of them tied behind only Christian Watson for the most touchdowns this season. Only one fumble, which kind of surprised me. But do you think, knowing that he's about to enter the last season of his rookie deal, the Aaron Jones extensions means anything as far as the Packers' long-term considerations for Dillon?
That's such an interesting question that I had not thought about, because I didn't realize, because, you know, we're out here talking about Jordan Love, fifth-year option. We forget that there are other players who might need to get extended.
That don't have a fifth-year option.
I think it's going to totally depend on the way AJ Dillon plays this season, because I think we saw what he could be in 2021, right, where he really kind of came alive and it was really like that 1-2 punch. It's wild to me that he was that close to 1,000 yards from scrimmage, because I, again, also thought he had a down year, right? It did not look like the AJ that we kind of expected to come out after his sophomore season, so I think maybe this is the season to see, was this the real AJ Dillon or was that the real AJ Dillon? I'm in the camp where, like, I'm actually very stumped by that, because you can make the argument that you could find anybody, right, as that number two back in that rotation. But you can also make the argument that maybe this extension or restructure, rather, I shouldn't call it an extension, for Aaron Jones is really just a 1-year situation, not a 2-year situation. There's a lot of variables. But if Dillon plays the way he did in the 2022 season, I can't see them doing it. What do you think?
I'm kind of in the same boat, and I posed the question to you not really knowing what my own answer would be. But yeah, I mean, I think that they're such a dynamic tandem, and that's not to discredit either of them as players, but it's like you said, you do wonder if you could find some type of complementary back elsewhere. Like, you look at David Montgomery and Khalil Herbert, not a high draft pick. The Bears didn't invest a lot into bringing Khalil Herbert in. David Montgomery gets hurt. Khalil Herbert kind of, like, you know, explodes. I think right now kind of have a luxury at running back. They already had Aaron Jones, and yet they took AJ Dillon with a second round pick, which stumped everyone when it happened. So I think it's like you said, it's going to be a wait and see year, but it would be hard to think of them investing two hefty contracts into two running backs.
I agree. They also use a second round pick on him. Yeah. So priorities are question marks, but I do agree, like, there's just value. There's a lot of value somewhere else or anywhere else you look, especially if you do have Aaron Jones, right? Like, that complementary piece can be found. I mean, Jamal Williams was a 4th-round pick, and he was the perfect complementary piece. They just didn't want to pay him. So I don't know if they go the Jamal Williams route, right, and let him kind of AJ Dillon go into free agency. AJ is the kind of player to me, though, you know, he married a Green Bay local. He's the mayor of Door County. I can see him, you know, being more of a team friendly guy just to stay in Green Bay. So that's another like layer to the conversation. But we have a year to figure that out.
That'll be a topic for next offseason if some restructure or extension doesn't happen in the meantime.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.